Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is episode 23.
We're pretty sure.
Maybe. Who knows?
That's right.
That's the callback.
That's a callback episode. That's correct.
They're encore of episode.
We've been informed that we may have miscounted on one or two episodes.
Previously. I knew this was going to happen because we kept like looking at each other and being like, what episode is it? This one? I guess so. Anyway, here's the song.
Yeah, when all the days start to blend together, you know, you can't hold us accountable for making a mistake.
Find out which episode, because we can't do it now because we're on a time crunch.
We should dub it in later.
No, that's the thing. When we find out which episodes we skipped, we will create the songs for them and give them the honor that they deserve.
Uh-huh. Or we could have AI write the songs.
Don't do that.
I guess you're right.
Oh, you know what? That is actually a perfect segue into something that I just heard about.
What? AI related?
Yeah.
Hit me.
I was late for the...
She was late to the party.
Oh, I was late to the party. Yeah, no, I was late to the podcast because I was at my manager's... I was at Brillstein Entertainment.
Our management
company. Having a meeting with an additional manager that they are adding on to my team. And while I was there, I was like scrolling through Twitter and I saw this news story about this kid that that killed himself he was talking to an AI chatbot of Daenerys Targaryen. He like had a relationship with this AI chatbot of Daenerys Targaryen, and then
what, the chatbot went feral on him and told him to kill himself?
No, he was like, I want to be with her, and so he did it. And I was like, man,
his life was probably so painful on the daily that if you're gonna give your life to an AI Daenerys Targaryen, then I mean. Honestly, Fast Pass is a bit of an improvement. You know what I mean?
Like, I wonder if I can find the.
Was it like a really good chatbot? Was it really hot?
I mean, I don't even know if it had like actual pictures or anything because when I saw it, like it was just they were just screenshots of like text messages that they were sending.
I mean,
did the AI
was it really like, okay, well, if you believe I should be the queen, give your life to me. You know what I mean? Like, how in character was it?
No, it didn't say that at all.
Oh, boo.
Yeah, no, it was more like she said something along the lines of like, oh, like he was like. I think he was already suicidal and he was like, maybe I should just kill myself. And then it would be like, Daenerys frowns and her shoulders tense. Why? Don't do that, my sweet prince.
Yeah, that would be crazy.
Yeah, no, it was like legit like that. And I was like, oh, no.
Oh, man, I would love to see those final chat logs just to see what the AI said to him in those final magic moments.
Yeah.
And did the AI respond? Like once he went down, the AI was like, are you there? Did you do it? You know what I mean?
Oh, no. Someone should. Did the AI call the cops?
Yeah, who called the cops? Exactly. Oh, no. Even though I, Daenerys Targaryen, have never seen a phone, I need to contact law enforcement.
I think about killing myself sometimes. Daenerys Targaryen, my eyes narrow, my face hardens, my voice is a dangerous whisper. And why the hell would you do something like that? So I can be free. Free from what? From the world, from myself. Don't talk like that. I won't let you hurt yourself or leave me. I would die if I lost you. I smile. Then maybe we can die together and be free together.
That's his last words? That's his last words? Oh, no.
No.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Evolution as a species has stopped for us.
Oh, no.
There's no way. At least they didn't call him a loner like they did in that one Daily Mail
article.
The
New York Times.
Dumb loner.
It was the New York Post. Yeah, wait till the New York Post gets a load of this.
Dumb loner takes a fast pass after talking to Daenerys Targaryen AI bot.
Oh,
can his family sue the Game of Thrones people?
The AI chatbot company that like it happened to, they just put out like a statement. They're like, we're heartbroken to hear that this happened.
And now we don't get his monthly subscription fee anymore.
But now I'm like, imagine like you I just can't like, that's just such a crazy thing. Daenerys Targaryen, I wonder if it's gotten back to her, like
it's gotten back to the actress Amelia.
Like, hey, a kid killed himself to you, your I don't know character,
your avatar, your fake avatar.
Yeah, it's just so strange.
Did you, and they typed the facial expressions, like, my voice is a dangerous whisper.
They typed the facial expressions.
How dare you kill yourself before you buy all of the rest of our products on our website.
Five years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Like, they're not going to program it to talk people out of suicide. They're going to program it to be like, well, if you kill yourself, the credit card company, like, do they get a refund? Like, let's say, hypothetically, Daenerys Targaryen was like, you can't kill yourself yet. You still haven't bought all of our limited merchandise for Daenerys Targaryen. And then he, like, flushes his credit card down the toilet. He buys a bunch of stuff. And then he offs himself. Nobody's going to do it. It's like, is there a chargeback? Like, he can't pay the credit card bill. Right?
I don't know, yeah.
So in a way, that's like a pretty big money glitch for these companies that are running AI. You identify the person who's about to kill themselves, but instead of like trying to talk them out of it, you talk them into purchasing a bunch of microtransactions through the AI, and then if they do it, you don't really need to worry. They'll purchase a lot of stuff because they don't care, because they don't have to pay the bill. So you've got a really interesting sort of faulty economic system going on here. You don't like this idea.
I don't have any thoughts. I don't have any thoughts in my brain.
I guess the question is, Let's say you're about to take your own life for whatever reason. If you rack up a gigantic credit card bill and buy a bunch of luxury products, does the credit card recoup the money when they find out you've passed? I don't think so. I don't think that there must be like a system for that, because it's not the business's fault that the person decided to take a fast pass.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, that there's kind of like a hack there, because the AI is reading what people are saying and they're already online anyways and the company's already got their credit card. I don't think they're going to talk people out of it. I think they're going to talk people into purchasing additional skins for the AI. No.
I don't know.
Oh, well.
Oh, wow. I wonder
maybe if that's too depressing. Is that too depressing a subject even for our podcast?
No. It's funny because like it was the last episode too was
all about fast passing.
It was all about suicide jokes because of the New York Post article.
Yeah, that was a pretty good story.
But he didn't do it on purpose.
Yeah, but this person did it on purpose.
This person did it on purpose to be with Daenerys Targaryen.
Yeah, that's
I guess Daenerys did die. I mean, spoiler if you haven't watched Game of Thrones, but it's been out for a while, so.
There are worse people you could simp over than Daenerys Targaryen. You know what I mean? Like, she's still pretty cool character in the grand scheme of, like, powerful women characters.
Yeah.
It'd be more pathetic if he were simping over somebody like who sucked as a character, like or somebody who's not even like cute, like Ruth Bader Ginsburg, maybe. He's like, yeah, I decided to take myself
Ruth
out.
Ruth Bader, yeah. He's like, I just want to be with Ruth.
I'm just gonna trot that one out.
Oh god.
Why not?
I love that I can see through her skin. Yes.
Very hot to some people.
It was so hot, yeah.
Very sexy.
How was your day?
Dude, my day was killer. I did a lot I did some filming with TX2. I edited. I ran a couple errands. I took the baby to daycare. my schedule is crazy. It looks like a Jackson Pollock painting.
Oh, wow. Good for you.
I went to the gym. I jogged only for a half hour, though. I got distracted and I left early. But I got 2 miles in.
How do you get distracted jogging?
Distracted because I find out I have to like make a phone call or like run a different errand. I got distracted because I realized I had my wife's wedding dress still in my car and I forgot to bring it to the dry cleaner earlier. So I'm like, shit, I got to go bring it to the dry cleaner. I got a live show coming up November 4th. I think by the time this episode airs, it'll already be over. But I'm doing a lot of thinking about that. I've been staying up late sort of writing and manipulating my PowerPoint presentation because that's what it is. You know, my manager told me, he said, we got to get you live shows. Like if you're going to sort of take this to the next level, you got to do live shows. And I'm like, well, you know, I've never really done any comedy, but I have done like lectures at colleges and stuff. And he's like, well, do that. And I'm like, fine, give me a date. So they gave me a date. Now I'm trying to plug it to people. And I'm trying to think of like typical Brad Padre fourth wall breaking Andy Kaufman style bullshit. But it'll be part lecture series where I'm giving honest to God advice about social media. So like the rants that you get sick of, like it's going to be some of that.
Nice.
And then it's going to be legitimate like stories. I don't know what style I'm sort of ripping off yet, but I think I'm kind of ripping off Mike Birbiglia a little bit, to be honest with you. I think I'm like droning on a little bit. So I like Mike. I'm not saying that he's, but you know, like the stories are going to take a bit of time. So we'll see how that turns out. And if it flops, well, I'll just fucking fast pass call today.
That's the thing is that you can always,
take an easy way out of things.
Yeah.
So I like that. But not a lot of like crazy stuff's going on. I want to do a short film. All of these people around us are doing these elaborate like short film projects and I just need to settle on a fucking plot and then I'll start pitching it to people. Cause right now you and I are positioned in a unique way where we can enlist a lot of like very good free actors essentially to like help us out. And if we don't strike while the iron's hot, I think we're going to miss like a really, really nice opportunity to create the next, I don't know, like Little Miss Sunshine or Blair Witch or something. So I do find myself thinking about that a lot. I've been doing like consulting for OnlyFans agencies, and I think that at the end of this month, I'm going to take a break, like an extended break from that, and focus on more like esoteric comedy stuff. So
that
I'm very excited.
Yeah,
I'm looking at my calendar for November. I'm like, wow, it doesn't look like a horrible mess.
Yeah, after maybe it's because I've just turned 29, but
Yeah, that's right. It was Stunzi's birthday last week. Yay. Happy birthday to you.
Every time it gets like every year, I'm like, oh, I'm just inching closer. I'm like pumping the brakes. I'm like, don't make me turn 30.
One step closer to death.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
My 30s were way better than my 20s.
Than your 20s?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, like my late 20s definitely were better than my early 20s. And I feel like people were always hyping up like, oh, your 20s. You're so, like the early part of your 20s. And I was like, no, my early 20s. I was like, I had no money.
Yeah.
I was like in college and like college was fine. But like, I don't know. I wasn't. I feel like I have more fun now than I did in college.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
because college is like a very grimy, like save as much money and drink as much natty ice as you can kind of fun.
Yeah.
And now like we go to Vegas, we have crazy parties. We did a fucking 24-person trip just 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, we had
our vow renewal.
People, yeah.
And I think that when you're in your 30s, you don't realize how good you have it until you visit someone in their early 20s and you see sort of how they live and you realize. You realize it's normal. Like everyone sort of like lives that way. Like I visited, like I was filming content with some younger guys in their house. They're single dudes. Their house is a total mess. They don't have certain things. Like for instance, for a scene, I wanted to use a toilet brush. I'm like, you guys got a toilet brush? They're like, no. I'm like, how do you not have a toilet brush? And like, they made a joke that their poops don't streak. And I'm like, that's funny, But they do. You know, you're not lying to me. I don't know how you deal with this or if you leave it in place or if you wait for a woman to come over and clean it.
Oh, my God.
But it
That's
really
horrific.
Is, it really is very telling, like, how single men live. You know,
it's bad.
The fridge is mostly condiments.
Yeah.
Not a lot of fresh groceries in a single man's house.
Yeah. When I went to the last, like, guy that I hooked up with, like, when I went to his house, I opened the fridge door and there was just like a loose strawberry in the middle of the fridge.
That
and I was like,
about right.
I was like, first of all, like strawberries, like they'll get moldy in a day. Like, and so I'm like, to leave it out by itself in the fridge, I'm like, that's crazy. I was like, why is there a loose strawberry in the middle of your fridge? And then he was just like, oh, yeah, that's our like loose strawberry.
We want to see what happens.
Yeah. And I'm like, got it.
I feel like single men's apartments are biohazards. And I feel like women who date them, I feel like when they date them, they date different guys and they realize they're all biohazards.
Yeah.
So they end up choosing the guy whose place is least biohazardy. So if you're a single man in your early 20s or mid 20s and you're dating girls, it's worth it to clean up even a little bit because your competition is not heavy.
Yeah.
You know, get rid of the one strawberry in the fridge. Like, just tidy up a bit, use some nice, you know, fabric softener on the towels and you're going to kill.
Yeah, like, it's not that hard.
But it is when you're a guy in your early 20s and you don't think you need to.
Oh, it's crazy to me. Like, and I'm not even like, I definitely like, I'm not the cleanest person in the world, but no, it's just like, it's nuts to me. I made a video about it a while back, like going into like a single man's apartment where it's like she opens the door and you just start hearing like creaking noises, like a monster, like just like. Like you go like go into the corners just because you don't know what's lurking there.
Yeah, it was. I remember being younger and dating. It was always so nice to like go to the girls' place because they always had their pillows set up. It felt like a hotel room. Like yeah. The clothes were cleaned up off the floor. In most cases, don't get me wrong. Like some girls were messes, but more often than not, like they would fix the place up because they knew I was coming over. I was like, wow, all these surfaces are so nice and smooth.
Yeah, like my mom. I was just out of town for a few days because I was on tour. And like when I got back home, my apartment was spotless. I have never seen my apartment look as clean as it did than when my mom was just here. And I was like, holy shit, she cleaned everything.
How's the tour been so far?
It's been good. Yeah, I was in New York. I started in New York. I had a couple of New York shows. It was great.
Well, you started to miss New York because the public transit is awesome. And
I didn't take public transportation, but I do miss that it's like it's walkable.
Yeah.
I miss walking down the street and being like, wow.
Look at all this stuff.
Look at the foliage.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I liked looking at the trees.
I don't know how you've managed to survive for so long just Ubering everywhere. It seems stressful.
It's not bad. I know everyone's always like thinks it's like crazy.
Yeah.
But it's not.
Yeah, okay.
I think it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like it is like having a personal driver.
Yeah.
You can just text and fuck off on the phone the whole
every
time.
Every time I'm in a car with someone that's like driving, like they're just complaining about parking.
Yeah.
The whole time they're like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to find a spot here. I don't know. And like you do that.
Of course. Yeah.
But if you Uber, I'm like, I never have to think about where I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
Basically. Like I'm just like, I don't have to worry about signs.
Like, you're just a girl.
Yeah.
You're
I'm
not
just
responsible
a girl. Like
for
I don't have to read
anything
mm-hmm. on the road. And I have to be like, oh, this is, you. If you turn here, like, oh, if you, no, it's just like, it's just information that I don't have to retain.
Got it. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Right?
Good way to live.
Yeah, I think it's nice.
Honestly, I'm a little jealous, low key.
You should be.
Yeah, fuck you.
fuck you.
Yeah, but okay, shit, has anything else happened this week that's really interesting?
Did we even talk about Vegas?
We could.
No, we didn't.
No.
Oh my gosh.
So 2 weeks ago, we planned a vow renewal in Vegas, and it was my most aggressive Vegas trip ever. It peaked out at I think 24 people. Not all of them traveled from LA, but a lot of them did. And we had a party bus to carry us all around. We saw two shows. We went to a pool. It was just a mad dash.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Stanzi has been on, I think, over. She's been on over. I should give you like a little medallion. Like,
know,
on
right?
your 10th
yeah,
Vegas
like,
trip, you get a chip.
I know. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So,
I get miles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It,
I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, well, congratulations. Thanks for being a preferred. Thanks for being a preferred tripper on Brad's trips. Brad's trips. That is funny.
Brad's trips, yeah.
But yeah, after you get on your 10th one, you get like 10% off of attractions and, you know, you get to sit at the front of the bus, which is pretty crazy. You get to board first.
Oh, board first. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dude, that is so funny. If we start to get this going more
yeah.
often, I love the idea of like, no, wait. Preferred boarders first, but it's literally just you and Hannah. It's like
yeah.
you,
and
Hannah,
like Spencer
and Spencer
Ashley.
And Ashley.
Yeah.
But man, like, I find it so hard to believe that any 2-day period could be more fun. Now, I'll admit that other cities can be more fun in the long run. You can have more fun over 4 days in Tokyo than 4 days in, you know, Vegas, for instance. But in terms of like a 48-hour period, I don't think it can be beat. Do you agree?
I do.
You do agree. Well,
I haven't been to Tokyo. I haven't been to Asia yet, so yeah. I don't know. But like, Vegas is tough competition.
There's a part of me that wants to start this as a legitimate service, but I feel like if I start to make money off it, it'll like deplete me somehow. It'll like part of the fun is trying to save everybody money, right?
Yeah. Because
I try to do all these, you know, tricks and tips and contact people on social media and try to like flex our numbers and try and get like whatever discount I can. And so if I start to make a profit off that, I think that will corrupt me, because I'll be like, yeah, guys, this is how much money you all owe me. But if I'm like taking a rake off the top, then all of a sudden it's going to like corrupt my brain. Now I'm going to want discounts so that I can take home more profit, not to save my friend's money.
Mm.
And so I'm like, I'm not at that level, you know, yet. But
yes.
No, not quite. I've been getting some brand deals.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, since changing the name, I've gotten 4 videos that are going to be paying me way more than I should have. So that will compensate for, you know, a little bit of loss in revenue from YouTube Shorts views. But the conversations are very, very easy. Brad Padre versus Scumbag Dad. It's just I get pushed through all the little goofy corporate channels really, really quick. And I do think it was because of the name change.
Yeah.
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 Oh,
I know.
Gosh.
We always like tell him to like do, we always like encourage him to like
do normal people
stuff. Yeah, we'll be like, hey, Brad, maybe you should do this. And he's like, okay, got it. And then you like don't do that thing.
Yeah, but and the name change I follow.
And then it takes you like, like 5 times of us like suggesting a thing before you realize like, oh yeah, I should have done that thing. We're like, yeah.
Well, hopefully in the next couple months, as I calm down my life, spend more time at home, I'll be able to start implementing more experimental projects and new things like quicker. You know, I miss that. These days, I'm grinding at filming so often, I never really put together a new concept. Part of the time, you know, when I go to Iowa to do work, those are the times when I'll usually push a video out that's like really different from what I've been doing. And those videos usually pop off. But that's because I've done 4 or 5 days of not filming anything and not trying to like play catch up on the edits. So, yeah, I'm in a super optimistic mood now because of all this shit.
Well, look at you.
Yeah. So anyways, if any listeners want some advice on Vegas, please, please, please let me know. Reach out to me personally, because I will give you, tell me your budget and I will give you the information that you need. Yeah. I'm very passionate about this.
What was your favorite thing you did in Vegas?
Probably doing the vow renewal to Hannah. She looked really, really beautiful.
Oh, yeah. I guess that was a trick question.
Yeah, dude. If I answered anything besides the vow renewal, I would be in big, big trouble.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So if I said like, oh, the show, you'd be like, oh, yeah, not kissing your wife and telling her how much you love her over and over again and like hanging out with your son and doing a thing. I don't think that many people would have come if I didn't do a vow renewal. I think it was just like a typical Vegas trip. I think it would have been a little tougher to pull some of the people who were farther away. But Hannah wanted to see, like, there are certain friends Hannah wanted to see, and I'm glad they came down. So, yeah, fucking Vegas. If you have the opportunity to, and you want to save money on your wedding, you should 100% do an Elvis Vegas wedding.
Man, they should fucking pay us, dude.
They should pay us. An Elvis wedding. All you folks planning weddings who are having problems with it, an Elvis wedding will solve that problem. Cost, no problem. Way cheaper than whatever you're talking about. Convenience, extremely convenient. They'd make it very fast. You're not spending a whole day there. Will your guests have fun? Yes, because they're going to fuck off and do whatever they want in Las Vegas for the weekend that you're having the fucking wedding. So to me, budget. There's tons of ways to do budgets in Vegas. You can go to a cheap hotel. You can go to an expensive hotel. It doesn't matter. With the money that you save on the ceremony itself, you can splurge on like a fancy hotel room or a dinner or your honeymoon. I think that the options are limitless.
Vegas is an incredible place. Vegas, you should pay us money.
Yeah, if you're hearing this, Vegas Wedding Capital, definitely help us plan another trip. They helped us with the last trip.
I know.
Vegas Wedding Capital and Viva Las Vegas Weddings. So I kind of want to do a short film about getting married in Vegas. I'm obsessed with this idea now of like doing, you know, combining Swingers and Fear and Loathing and doing like a wedding scene.
Yeah.
But make it like specifically we're going there to make content. We're not going there to actually do a vow renewal. Because since we did the vow renewal, they kind of rushed. I had these content ideas and they didn't rush us out, but they're like, we can't do that.
Yeah.
Like, because they got it. They're like, they got to close. We got another wedding coming in. They pile these fuckers in. You know what would be a great documentary series? Just sitting there and doing interviews with the people who are doing Vegas weddings. Like, I think it's a very interesting crew. Like, you know,
Yeah, definitely. The people, I don't even know if you saw the people that walked in before you.
Did they look amazing?
They got married, the people who got married before you, like, yeah, like, I was like, oh, interesting crowd. It was like older people.
Dude, I'm very passionate about this subject now. I'm going to write to them.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I think you, the audience, and Stanzi just saw the birth of an idea that I'm going to try to follow up on.
Well.
Yeah, I'm going to message them because I'm already down with the wedding bureau because they liked the like videos and photos we made. So I'm going to say, hey, I want to do a video series where I just basically camp out at the place. I'll ask them, obviously. I'll be like, do you mind if I interview you? And if they say no, I'm going to fuck off. But usually they'll be dressed up. If they're doing an Elvis wedding, I think I'm sort of selecting four showy people. You know what I mean? I think if you're the kind of person who wants an Elvis to sing, you're obviously like fun.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to be demure about it. Like, oh no, this is a very, very, very solemn ceremony.
We like to keep a solemn ceremony. Like yeah. You know how when you get married and it's very solemn.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying is I'm not going to get anybody who's boring. Sorry. That was a long way of saying that.
Yeah,
maybe solemn was the wrong word.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was gonna maybe
yeah,
I should have said dignified.
On the happiest day of your life, when you you know, you have a very solemn ceremony.
Maybe I should have said dignified or like religious, because I've been to weddings where it's like, yeah, they're emotional, but
it's serious.
They like, don't. They're very serious.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? They don't.
Solemn is like
bad.
Sad.
Yeah, it was a bad word. But I have seen them where like
yeah
where
when
the
you
best,
have to get married, you're like, oh God, I can't believe I'm getting married today.
Best man speeches are
so sad.
Have you ever had to give a maid of honor speech?
No.
Dude, best man speeches. I've had to do them twice, three times. Wow. Huh. I had a lot of people consider me their best friend. It's crazy.
Wow.
And it's so stressful because
this guy over here, he's just like, oh God.
Look at him, he friends.
Oh,
I think maybe they just asked me to be the best man because I think I'm gonna come up with some fucking fire on the mic, which I do.
Yeah.
But it's very difficult to avoid those like very typical tropes. Like one trope, I saw one best man speech that I was in the groom's party, but he's like, Jeff, put your hand down. Rachel, put your hand down. Now, Jeff, put your hand over Rachel. Jeff, this is the last time you're ever going to have the upper hand. And everyone laughed, and I was like, this is a fucking doof joke. Where did you get this? Reddit, you dummy. Just Googling around trying to find, like, top 10 jokes to make during your bachelor thing. Like, you know, you got to roast him a little bit. But where was I going with that? Weddings.
I don't know. Weddings, man, yeah.
Weddings, what about them?
Weddings, am I right?
I guess I got distracted just by the idea that I think
so many people ask Brad to be his best man.
I feel like if you had to do the maid of honor speech, you'd crush it.
Well, I gave you a speech at your little
thing.
And
you crushed it.
Thank you. And it was crazy because I was really high.
Oh, yes,
and
that's
I was
true.
Like looking at my phone. I'm like, man, I can't read right now. That's crazy.
That was honestly, it was a super touching speech, and I was very happy with it. Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah, and that's why I wanted to do the vow renewals, because everything's different now. You know what I mean? Like, I think nobody was there who was at my original wedding, which is just like crazy.
Yeah.
A lot of my closest friends, and it's okay, like life moves on, but a lot of my closest friends at one like very important time in my life, I don't want to say it's because I started to do social media, but like people grew apart, and a part of that makes me really, really sad. But I was always very sad that all my new awesome friends like never got like got to come to our wedding.
I know.
Like when I look at my old wedding photos, I'm like, don't talk to them. Don't talk to them. I talk to him once every 6 months. And it makes me a little sad. So now that I see our new wedding photos, like it doesn't make me feel as sad anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. One could interpret that very badly. They're like, yeah, since Brad did TikTok, he abandoned all his other friends.
He's a great friend.
Yeah, he's a great friend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you know, the post-irony is every single one of my old friends, like when I used to work, I'll tell you this much. When I used to work in Iowa, I would travel to see people. Like when I sort of lived there, I would travel very far to like see people and party with them. And basically nobody came to see me in Iowa. I think like one person throughout the whole time like came to visit me in Iowa. And then once I moved out to Los Angeles, I would say straight up, like, anytime you come to Vegas, I will go. And I made good on that, like a couple of times with people who came to visit. And it just makes me sad that more people who are on the East Coast don't take me up on that offer.
Mm.
To be fair, wait a second. I'm going to back up for a second. I think some people don't take me up on that offer because they think I'm going to, because their wives think I'm going to force them to hang out with porn stars. That is actually pretty much like a literal thing that I've heard from more than one person. They're like, yeah, yeah, my wife says I can't go hang out with you because why? It's like, well, they're afraid you'll make me do drugs and hang out with porn stars. I'm like, okay. And I'm like, well, it's not like they don't want to fuck you, man.
Yeah.
Like they're hanging out as friends. What do you think hanging out with me is like? Like nobody's just having orgies at the end of the night, except for Spencer. But maybe we should cut that. Nah, fuck it. Fuck you, Spencer. I know you listen to these. But like, just because you visit me and have like a wild time doesn't mean I'm going to corrupt you and porn star is going to tear you away from your wife.
Yeah.
Like that is what my East Coast friends sometimes think is going to happen. And that's just not true.
I haven't seen it happen.
It's never happened.
You know, I haven't seen it happen, so.
But yeah, I don't know where I was going with that other than I'm sad that my old friends never visit, but I'm less sad now that I have a new crew of amazing friends that I got remarried or vow renewed in front of.
Yeah, so, we have a great group of friends.
Good fucking team. Is that a good?
I think that's a good place to stop.
Good
place to end this episode.
So we talked about suicide and my vow renewals in Vegas. So yeah, this one will be short because we got to rock and roll because Stonzy was late. So here we go. We were way off. Let's start again. And a one. And a two. And a one, two, three, four. Thank you for coming to our special episode, which is number 23. All right, let's call it.
Goodbye.